on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Yeah, it's your daily scramble news on KX93.5. A 22-year-old female hiker was rescued Saturday after a friend she was hiking with called 911 when the woman passed out, authorities said. The woman was hiking near Serrano Ridge in Laguna Coast Wilderness when she became fatigued. An Orange County Fire Authority helicopter landed to pick her up. She was flown to Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo in a stable condition. It was a routine rescue, and the helicopter was not affected by cloudy conditions, Captain William Lackey said. Laguna Beach sculptor Louis Longhi, long proposed plan to build a studio and communal workspaces for artists in Laguna Canyon, has met another obstacle. Orange County Superior Court Judge James J. DeCesare reset May 5th for a hearing over a lawsuit that has halted Longhi's process, which was filed last March by Friends of the Canyon who oppose the building on ecological grounds. San Diego lawyer Julie M. Hamilton alleges that the commission's decision, their decision to rescind its January 2015 coastal development permit for Longhi, should be revoked because five of its members failed to file required public disclosure documents in a timely manner about meeting with lobbyists hired by Longhi. So Longhi hired a lobbyist and they didn't know about it. We had no knowledge these meetings occurred, she said. On the other hand, Elia Thompson, a Los Angeles lawyer who represents Longhi and Domin Investment Group, doesn't believe the court will be swayed. I don't think there's any credence to it. It's a silly argument on their part, she said, calling the allegation nitpicking. Longhi remains intent on seeing his vision to fruition. I have not wavered one bit, he said. Organisers of the annual Patriots Day parade here in Laguna Beach lucked out with sunny fair weather on Saturday, even as one of two storms soaked the area within hours of the last entry making its way past the judges' grandstand outside of City Hall. A towering, colourful puppet that looked like a Burning Man refugee won the Grand Marshal's trophy. In fact, the puppet was a leftover prop from last summer's Pageant of the Masters. That's the ultimate, they say, in recycling. The President's Trophy went to Laguna Beach County Water District. The band's sweepstakes went to Bassett High School of La Puente, and the elementary school band winner went to Laguna Beach Elementary School Band. Although not officially a winner, your local radio station was represented by the KX93.5 El Camino and a plucky band of volunteers. Thanks to everybody there who participated. That's local news brought to you by the Laguna Beach Independent and KX93.5. In other news, sponsors have moved quickly to distance themselves from Maria Sharapova after the five-time Grand Slam tennis champion admitted failing a drugs test. Nike has suspended its relationship while Tag Heuer has cut its ties. Nike said it was saddened and surprised at her admission that she tested positive for a banned substance at the Australian Open in January. Ms. Sharapova said she'd been taking Meldonium, which sounds like a planet out of Star Wars, since 2006 on the advice of her family doctor. She spoke to journalists last night and because she was forced to, because she received a letter from the tennis governing authority. This is what she had to say then.
I take great responsibility and professionalism in my job every single day, and I made a huge mistake. I've let my fans down. I've let the sport down that I've been playing since the age of four that I love so deeply. I know that I face consequences, and I don't want to end my career this way, and I really hope that I will be given another chance.
The drug Meldonium, it says here, is meant for angina patients, but athletes like it because it will help their endurance and ability to recover from intensive exercise, though there's no proof of that. There's no proof that that actually is the case. It's made in Latvia. It's widely available without prescription at a low cost in Eastern European companies, but it's not licensed in Western countries, including the United States. It's thought that hundreds of athletes have been using it, and there's lots more cases in the pipeline. Maria Sharapova is one of the highest paid female athletes, with earnings over $30 million last year. That's dollars from winnings and endorsements. And that is your news right now, for now anyway, on KX93.5.